morning, far-right party Vox has threatened to withdraw from its coalition pact with the Partido Popular and Ciudadanos if gender violence laws are not reversed. Vox, led by Santiago Abascal, has made it clear that it will not support the parties in Andalusian government if they do not revoke Spain's radical feminist gender violence laws, among other key points such as bullfighting and hunting. The PP and Ciudadanos have committed to promoting a great agreement against gender violence in Andalusia, which will include a social re-education programme and a bid to reduce the risk of attacks against women. But Abascal's extreme right party believes that this gender ideology treats men as second-class citizens. The Ciudadanos leader, Albert Rivera, has fought back, insisting that freedom and equality are non-negotiable in the agreement, which is due to be ratified ahead of the official inauguration date of January the 16th. Meanwhile, a woman, aged 26, has been killed in what is the first gender violence death of 2019 in Spain. Her 29-year-old boyfriend has been arrested, accused of fatally stabbing Rebecca in the Cantabrian town of Laredo, despite the best efforts of her two friends who tried to stop the attack. The official sources said that a discussion between the accused and the victim, who had been together for about a year and a half but were in the process of separating, quickly degenerated into extreme violence. Two flatmates who had initially tried to stop the assault could do no more than take refuge to protect their own lives in the incident that happened at 4:30 yesterday morning. After stabbing the woman, the alleged aggressor turned himself into the Guardia Civil. He has since been handed over to the courts. Spain's national police yesterday arrested two individuals who allegedly belonged to a gun-running operation specialising in rebuilding fully operational weapons from cannibalised parts, according to a police statement. The alleged mastermind behind the illegal arms trade is a man identified only by his initials, who created a clandestine European network of gun part suppliers and who has now been charged with gun-running and illegal ammunition and combat weapon storage. And workers at Amazon's biggest warehouse in Spain started a two-day strike yesterday, just ahead of a gift-giving feast day, as part of a long-running campaign for better pay and conditions. The strike, called by the country's two main unions, the CCOO and the UGT, may affect the delivery of products for Three Kings. Amazon workers in Germany and Poland have also walked off the job, demanding better conditions. Protesters at the Madrid site lit a bonfire, and a man walked around wearing a mask, showing the face of the Amazon boss, Jeff Bezos. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.